The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We find in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Yechanan, that to walk into to purchase an item from a store where some of the funds, some of the money that you're giving will be allocated to go to Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah are going to benefit from you buying the item in the store. It's like a tax that was given to the Avodah Zarah. So the halach is it's aser. And the Gemara explains, even though you're just purchasing an item, you're not really benefiting from Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, if it's aser to be nene, you can't be nene from Avodah Zarah. Like we explained, Liyidbach, Biyadchim Uma, a yid nala benefit from Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Nene Osir Mahana like Kol Shekem. The Gemara says it's a Kal V'Chaymer. If a person can't enjoy benefit from Avodah Zarah, Kol Shekem, he can't give benefit to Avodah Zarah. Agav, the Chazanish writes that Avada the Isir Mahana, that's what we refer to as Isir Mahana. If Nene is Osir Mahana like Kol Shekem. And the Chazanish writes that it's Osir Deraisa, because since it's a Svara, and Svara is Deraisa, we find this in Gemara's, therefore, for someone to benefit, to cause benefit, to give the benefit to the Avodah Zarah, it is going to be Yasser. Taisis Agav, even though there's really a machlekes about this in our Gemara, Taisis, the Ramask Kavachemer explains that Lekuli Almud is an Issa Mahana, it's an Issa to give benefit to an Avodah Zarah. And he explains why this Gemara is a machlekes, because maybe there's a bezoin to the Avodah Zarah, so therefore it was mutter. But there are klal, if a person's gonna enter into a financial transaction that would benefit Avodah Zarah, is gonna be Osir because of the Isir Mahana. Now, there's gonna be a Shaila, about, is a person allowed to buy something from Avodah Zarah? This case, a person's not buying, in our case in the Gemara, a person's buying something from a private individual, from a private vendor, and there's a tax being forwarded to the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah is benefiting. Now, what about if the Avodah Zarah themselves are selling something, which is something which comes up, it's a shaila that comes up quite often. You have properties that the Avodah Zarah owns, and they want to sell them off. A lot of times people donate things to the Avodah Zarah, and they could be properties located in the middle of a Yiddish neighborhood, and people donate it to the church, and the church sells off the property. And that money is going to the Avodah Zarah, going to the church to fund the activities of the church. So the question is, am I allowed to buy something from a church if the money is going to them? So it's a mahana. I'm helping the church and their finances because my money is going to fund their activities. So would that be an iser of mahana? So it's as follows. We find in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, that if there's a gina in Merchatz, it's a bathhouse that's owned by Avodah Zarah, the halacha is it's also to be nene from that. You can't go in and use the bathhouse. And the Taz and the Shach, there's different ways how to learn exactly this halacha, which is really a Gemara later on. But the Taz and the Shach over there in Sin Kuf Mem Gimel, Sin Sufkat and Hay, they learn that the reason why it's also is because the bathhouse is charging money. And you're giving money to the base of Avodah Zarah. You're renting the Mechitz from them, so to speak, and you're paying them money. And that's Nichol in the Issa that you can't give money to Avodah Zarah. It's an Issa Mahana. So it would seem, even though the Yid is receiving a service from the Avodah Zarah, in other words, in our Gemara, the Yid receives an item from a vendor. The church, the Avodah Zarah is just receiving money. They're not giving any service. They're only benefiting. So therefore, it would be us. But what about when you buy something from an Avodah Zarah, when you receive something in exchange, you're receiving an item, you're receiving a property, and they're receiving money. So maybe you would say that that's not the Isser, because even though I gave them money, I took something from them, which is, now Gemara, it's not what happened. Now Gemara, you didn't take anything from the Avodah Zarah, you just gave them money. They just received money, they didn't give up anything. So it would seem from the sugya of From the Gemara later on in Shulchan Aruch and Tzimin Kuf Mem Gimel, even though you're renting from them, you're taking the use of the Merchitz, there's a Schiris, even so, the halacha would be is that it's also to give them money, because there's an Isser of Mahana. Now, the problem is that it's mefurish halachas, mefurish, that there are cases you're allowed to buy something from Avodah Zarah. And no, and in those cases, the problem was not mahane. One quick example, you find, and this really, the Drisha asks this, you find that neiros shel shaifa, you have wicks of candles, of wax candles, that were used in the service of Avodah Zarah. They were used to decorate the Avodah Zarah. The halacha is, if they put it up for sale, it's considered a bittel. It's considered that the neiros, the candles, are not considered avodah zarah. And mamela, it's mutter to buy them. That's the halacha you'll find in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes in Shulchan Aruch. Now the question is, and this the Drisha asks, that forget about the fact that the candles are avodah zarah. They're not avodah zarah. It's a bittel on the. It's not a bittel. You're giving money if you're buying candles from avodah zarah. You're giving money to the avodah zarah. So if you're giving money to avodah zarah, it should be aser because. Of if you just like you can't buy in a store. Now Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, you can't buy in a store if some of the proceeds go to the Avodah Zarah, because that's Issa Mahana, Issa to benefit the Avodah Zarah. So when you're buying candles, you're certainly benefiting the Avodah Zarah, because now they're getting money from you. Why is it Issa Mahana? That's the Drisha's question. Now there's different terutim, and these different terutim would have nafkaminis la'alachi, but it would be out of the scope of this conversation to go through all of them. And I'm just going to bring down the Taz. The Taz in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Gimel discusses this exact question, and he says that the reason why it's different when you're buying the neiros, those candles, is because they're selling a derech arai. And it's not exactly clear what he means, and this is just my interpretation of what he's saying. But from what I understand, the Taz is saying, is that if this transaction is not a basic way how the church funds their operations, it's not in their budget, this is not how they raise money. It's just that they had excess candles, and candles really is not, they're not in the business of selling candles. It's just that they have candles which they use as decorations in their Avodah Zarah. And now they have an excess amount, or now maybe the candles were somewhat used and they wouldn't have a purpose for them, so they're selling it off. But it's not that they're in this is not a business they set up to help fund their operations. So Mamela, it's mutter. But the merchitz, says the Taz, which was set up, they have a merchitz. They're renting out a merchitz. What's the purpose of this merchitz? They're charging rent. It helps fund their operations. But if they have a commercial kind of arm, which is set up to fund their operations, to pay money to that is forbidden. Which means the Gemara, by us, by the Yerid, when you have stores, which was set up, that the stores have to pay taxes to the Avodah Zarah, that was by design, what they set up to help fund their operations. And the Mela, is Issa Mahana to give that money to buy from those stores if some of that money will go to the Avodah Zarah. And also, if they have a merchitz, if they have a bathhouse, which is also set up to charge money, you cannot use that bathhouse if they're charging money because it's Issa Mahana. If they punked half candles, which they're selling off, and that's derech arai, it's not really how they budget their year and how they cheshbon their expenses, they're going to be paid up with these candles, then it seems that would be more makel, and therefore you could buy it from the Avodah Zarah. That's how the Taz seems to explain the difference and the inconsistency between sometimes we find you are allowed to enter into a transaction where you get money, your funds will be forwarded to the Avodah Zarah, and sometimes you're not allowed to. It would l'chera come out if there's a rental, l'mashal, if they have properties, the church, and they're renting out the properties, then l'chera, if that's part of the yearly budget, there would be a problem of renting these properties from the church because that would help fund their budget. And that would be the din of merchitz. That would be aser. And Lamaisa and Shevet Halevi, from Rabbi Vosner Zatzal, he writes Lamaisa that avada to rent from a property that's owned by the church is an issa mahana. It comes out like that. There would be an issa mahana. One more thing I want to, this is more to discuss, but I'm just going to limit this discussion to one more nakuda. There's a discussion in the Mishabruah, the Poskim, about buying a church. A shul to buy a church, a yachid to buy a church. And the Mishabruah comes out that a shul should not buy a church, It's a bezayin for a shul to buy a church. It's a bezayin to take a church and to use it for a shul, even though the church really sold it. But a yachid's allowed to buy a church. Now the question is, when the church is selling off, when you have they're selling off one church, if that money is going to fund other churches, it's going to fund other institutions, so then this should, forget about the whole shaila if it's a bazillion or not. That money is it's being received by them. It's going to help fund their services. It's going to help fund their budget. It should be a shaila of an iser mahana. So the way we're saying it from this taz, there would be really a teretz, very simple teretz, is that when they're selling, let's say they have different branches, and one branch is people moved out. It's not business is slow, so they're selling the church, but it's not be a study how they're going to fund their activities. It's not something that b'derech kfiyas they do to help fund their activities. So that would be l'chayr taz amakum l'hakol. And also you could say that when the poskim are discussing selling a church, they're discussing a church is owned by someone, and lav dafka, that money is being reinvested to buy another church. It could be there's a pastor that's retiring, he's selling his church, and he's buying a condo. And if in such a case, avad, there'd be no iser to buy the church. The money's not going back into fund, it's not back, going back, ilu reinvested, ilu, to buy more, to fund more, idol worshipping or avodah zarah to build another church, lamashal, lav dafka, that's what they're talking about. But if it's the case where you're funding more avodah zarah, then l'chayr that would be negated. This discussion of the is mahana, if you're allowed to buy or use the services of avodah zarah, since money is being received by them, and we see now Gemara that when they're receiving money from a yid, there's the iser of mahana. So that would be two mahalchim why we would find discussions of a buying a church, and you wouldn't have the problem with mahana. But lav dafka, you could just tell it too and say you could rent. Lav dafka, you're allowed to rent from a church, because that would maybe, if you're funding the activities of the church and that's how they budget their finances based on this income, that would l'chayr be a legitimate shaila of mahana, especially the way the Taz learns, that would be nichla on the issur of merchetz, that you can't use a bathhouse if there's payments being made to them, since that's the iser of nene osuk mahana lekolshik.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Paisik at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.